Hello, Mr. Twiddle by Enid Blyton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Mr. Twiddle and the Cow. One day, Mrs. Twiddle asked Mr. Twiddle to go and fetch her brother's cow for her. "Albert, my brother, is going away," she said, "and I told him we would look after his cow for a day or two, Twiddle. So you go and fetch it, and we'll keep it in the field behind the house. It would be nice to have some fresh milk for nothing." Mr. Twiddle put down his paper and got up with a sigh. There always seemed something to do just when he was nicely settled. He brushed his hair, stuffed a clean handkerchief into his pocket, and went to the door. "Twiddle, don't forget your hat," said Mrs. Twiddle. "I believe you'd forget to take your head with you if it wasn't so firmly fixed on." "I don't want my hat," said Mr. Twiddle. "You must take your hat," said Mrs. Twiddle firmly. "The sun is going to be hot." So Twiddle had to take his hat. But he felt rather obstinate that morning, and he made up his mind that although he had to take his hat, he wouldn't wear it. No, he'd carry it in his hand. "Aha, Mrs. Twiddle, you'd be cross if you saw that." It was a nice hat, for it was a new one. It was brown and had a fine brown ribbon round it, tied in a bow at the side. It fitted Mr. Twiddle perfectly. Secretly, Mr. Twiddle thought he looked extremely nice in his new hat, and he quite meant to put it on if he met anyone. But he didn't. He got to the field and called the cow. The cow, a gentle creature who knew him well, came to the gate at once. Mr. Twiddle tied a rope round her neck and led her off. He hadn't gone far before his...